It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's outdoor show that we do here on KETR and that we've been doing for over 7 years, if my memory serves me just right, maybe closer to eight. But for a long time, I've had the distinct privilege of visiting with all you folks each week and telling you something that's going on in my world, or maybe sharing some information that might help you in your world. The Yannis Catfish Classic, that will be May the 5th and 6th. We had Mayor Jerry Miller, who is the mayor of Yannis. We had Jerry on with us a couple of weeks ago telling all about the tournament. And, you know, these shows that we do are archived. You can always go online to ketr.org and local programs, and you can actually pull up outdoor shows that we've done from years back. But the recent one with Jerry, if you'd like some more information on that tournament, the Yannis Catfish Classic, you can certainly go there to KETR and just look at one of our shows, look back about 2 or 3 weeks, and you can listen to that one again. We want to talk about turkey. Turkey season's going on. We're going to talk about cooking turkey and sausage gumbo today. Now, if you've listened to many of my shows, you know I love smoked meats. I smoke sausages and everything else, but the way I cook gumbo, turkey gumbo, is smoked turkey, and I smoke it while we're talking wild turkey here. I've got a couple of gobblers that a lot of people don't realize the leg and thigh meat on turkeys, wild turkeys, can be some of the most flavorful meat on the bird. But I'm going to tell you, the leg, the drumsticks on a wild turkey, if you've never tried to cook it, you know that it is extremely tough. There's probably, maybe 8 or 10 ligaments in there that really make it tough. But low and slow with moisture is the key to making that drumstick tender and flavorful. Now, here's the way I start out with the gumbo. I'll take my turkey legs and drumsticks and season them well with some Tony Satcheries or Zatarain's, whatever dry Cajun seasoning you like. I kind of like Zatarain's myself, but it's all good. Season it pretty liberally and put it on a couple layers of aluminum, heavy-duty aluminum foil, the leg quarters. You might want to wrap them individually is what I usually do. So I had four leg quarters. Season them up really good, and then I put the heavy smoke on them for about an hour. And I use my Smoking Texas electric smoker where I can really control the temperature. I cook them or smoke them about 200 degrees for about an hour. Now, the olive oil keeps these things from drying out. So a liberal, I guess you could use butter. You could probably use any kind of oil, but I like olive oil with them. It just gives it a good flavor and keeps it moist. So after about an hour of heavy smoke, I will put some more olive oil on those leg quarters and wrap them really tight. And you can also add a little water if you want to. You probably don't really need it because there is moisture in the meat. But a little more olive oil, wrap them tightly, and then set the thermostat at about 200. And I'll let them cook real slow, maybe 190 to 200, right in that range. It'll take about 8 hours for that meat to get really, really tender at low temperature. About halfway through the smoking process, I'll open one up and make sure it's not drying out, if you know, and check them once maybe during the whole process there of cooking. But when you get through, you can take your fingers and pull that meat right off that turkey drumstick, and the ligaments will stay right on there. You don't have to worry about that, but it's real easy to do. It's not easy if you don't cook that meat very tender. Now, when you're making your gumbo from wild turkey, if you don't want to smoke it like I do and you just want tender turkey, you can put it in a crock pot, let those legs and thigh meat cook all night at low temperature, and it'll be just as tender, but it won't have that smoked flavor, which I dearly love. Now, it's time to start making your gumbo. So you've got your turkey meat, and you know, got it deboned, and I'll chop it up, rough chop it a little bit in little chunks. And I made some bratwurst from Wild Hogs here about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think I talked to you about that on the show here. But I defrosted 3 of the bratwurst sausage, and I smoked them too while I was smoking the turkey legs. It only took a couple hours for them to get done. And then I took the meat and just kind of shredded the bratwurst. I put that in my big Dutch kettle, the bratwurst, and then I took the shredded turkey meat and put that in there with a little olive oil just to keep it moist. And then I had sugar-cured some ham from Backstrap from a Wild Hog here. And I had a little chunk about half as big as your fist, and I diced that up. So we had diced home-cured wild pork ham chopped up in there, bratwurst, and then a lot of turkey meat. So I kind of cooked all that together a little bit, kind of sauteed it, if you will, in that cast iron skillet. So then while that was going on, I made about a gallon and a half probably of gumbo, that big, whatever that big Dutch kettle holds. It holds a lot of liquid. So I made a bunch of it. I took 4 bell peppers, chopped them up, one whole stick of celery, the whole bunch of celery, I should say. Chopped it up. I didn't devein it and all. I just chopped it up finely. Not fine, but chunky, I guess you should say, good little chunks. I put the celery in there, and then I took some of the green onions, and I had some, not the scallions, but the bigger green onions that were about an inch and a half around with the tops. Chopped all that up and put that in there. And then I took a yellow onion and chopped it up. I like a lot of onion in gumbo. You really need it. And put a yellow onion chopped up in there. So we had all those ingredients in it. And then I just kept on sauteing it, stirred the meat around where it was incorporated with the vegetables really good. And let that go for, 20, 30 minutes until on low heat, stirring it occasionally to make sure everything was incorporated. At that point, I added 2 quarts of canned tomatoes from my garden last year. Now, you can use canned tomatoes from the store. They're just as good, really. But you need quite a bit of tomatoes in there, too, in your gumbo. So at that point, put your tomatoes in. Now, there's your moisture. That gives it more moisture. And I added 2 bottles of water, you know, just 12-ounce bottles of water. Stirred it all in, brought it up to a simmer. And let it go for about real low for about an hour. And at that point, this all already has the dry Cajun seasoning in it, Zatarain's or Tony's, whatever you're using. While it's cooking, you've got that in there. You don't want to overpower it in the very beginning, so kind of go liberally when you first start with the seasoning. At this point, everything's cooking right along, and it's time to, do a little taste test. And if you need more seasoning, we'll add just a little bit more of your dry Cajun seasoning to it. The one thing you can do that you have to be careful of is gumbo is not gumbo without okra. So I always kind of wait till the last 20 minutes to add my okra to it. Now, you're going to need a roux, and after your ingredients have been cooking an hour or so in a pot, I use the instant roux, Tony Satchery's instant roux, and I'll tell you, it saves, real roux is 1 cup of oil, 1 cup of water stirred for an hour or two. Just really, it's a labor intensive thing making real roux, or the old Cajun way of making roux. Even the Cajun folks now, though, use instant roux. I mean, it's just the way it's done. It's so much easier, and the flavor is there. When you put about a cup of real roux, the dry powdered roux, into it, you'll see that thing instantly turn into gumbo. It gets that dark penny-colored look to it, So you'll need about a cup of instant roux, and then you can add more if you want to. I usually put about a cup and a half of roux in mine, and you can find this roux at most any big grocery store. So you've got all those ingredients slowly cooking along there. They've been bubbling along for an hour and a half or so. It's time to put your okra in. Now, if you put the okra in too early, it'll cook to pieces, and it has a tendency to stick. I don't know. It's more of a gummy type vegetable when it starts cooking. So about the last 20, 30 minutes, add your okra, bring it. I use frozen okra this time of year because I don't have any in the garden, you know. But add that okra to it, and I use two little, you know, you buy the frozen okra in packages, two packages of that. So I've got a full Dutch kettle full of gumbo at this point. So the okra is going to chill things down, stir it up real good, and bring it up to us. Don't give it a lot of heat at this point, just a low flame. And let that okra cook. You might want to add some more water because you got to be careful right here because this stuff will stick when you put the okra in. It'll scorch on the bottom. Some more water, stir it from the bottom, making sure that you incorporate all that. And basically, after about 30 minutes, what I like to do, I'll put a little filet in there at the end. Filet gumbo, that's the name, filet gumbo. Filet is actually a little, it's ground sassafras root is what it is. So I put the filet in there, and that to taste too. You know, I'd say, roughly speaking, two tablespoons of filet in a big pot like I'm making will get it done. And stir all that up. Taste it the last time. You may need some more Tony Satcheries or Zatarain dry seasoning, some more Cajun seasoning in it. You may not. It might, or you might need to just put some salt in it. But taste it. And you're, by this point, your okra will be well done. Everything will be thoroughly cooked. What I like to do then is just turn the heat off, put a lid on it, and let it set for an hour or two. And all those flavors just incorporate, especially that smoked chicken or whatever. I know, you know, if you're using turkey, whatever kind of meat that you've smoked, or sausage, all that really flavors it. So if you don't have wild turkey, you can use domestic turkey legs. You can use, you know, whatever type of chicken, whatever you've got, you can use with this. But the sausage does add a lot. This bratwurst, you know, there's a little fat in that, a little more than, you know, that's kind of needed, because otherwise it would be a pretty, you know, not a lot of fat that you have to incorporate using the olive oil. Folks, that's about it. I mean, I hope this helps you. There's no exact quantities. If you just kind of follow my tracks on this, I think you can turn out a pot of gumbo that's every bit as tasty as what I did, maybe tastier. The whole key, I think, to making good gumbo is the smoked meat. And in this case, it's sausage and turkey and ham. It just adds a flavor. Now, you're going to need some rice. I like jasmine rice. Now, you can buy the just regular short grain rice or whatever at the store. All rice is good. I'm a rice lover. But try you some jasmine rice sometimes. This stuff is aromatic. It's got a smell and a flavor that's just awesome. But I like to cook the, don't add the rice to the gumbo pot. Cook the rice on the side, you know, and then spoon out you a bowl of gumbo and put some rice in it. That's the best way. And it goes really, really good with garlic bread. You can put some garlic bread with that wild turkey gumbo, folks, and you've got you something. I hope this helped you. And I hope you get out there and get a couple of big gobblers of your own this spring. It's a good spring. There's lots of turkeys out this year. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.